Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, baby, and it's your girl Queen's favorite day of the week. Yes. Okay. I am so excited to be back. First of all, I cannot believe it's been almost a month since I've been here to talk to you, babes. But let me just tell you, life honestly took over. You guys know what was going on, honey, or at least some of it. Okay. It has been crazy out here. So before we get into today's show, I definitely want to say thank you to you babes for just holding your girl down. You guys have been out here like the real MVPs. Like, y'all have just been holding your girl queen down, and I am so grateful for that. And shout out to anybody who's just now tuning into Fancy Plans and Things Radio. Welcome on into the Fancy family. Okay, the royal gang familia. Okay, just come on in, honey. Okay, you are very much welcome. Over here, we love to keep it real and raw. We talk a lot about the babes behind the planners, and you know what kind of brought us to this community, real life issues, and what ways we can change and do better. You know, we talk about it all. We keep it real and raw over here. And if you're an oldie but a goodie, but you tune in every time your girl queen drops an episode, welcome back, hunty. Yes, I am so glad you guys are here. I'm super freaking excited, as you can see, and we have got a lot to talk about. Okay, first of all, let's just hop right on into it. I was not prepared to take a break. No, I was not, okay? The break was not planned. It just was like an accumulation of a lot of random things that were happening. One, my apartment needed renovation. So I'm going to tell you guys this story, and y'all going to be like, Queen, what in the hell? Okay, so I'm going to be quick about it, okay? So long story short, they had to do some kind of toilet removal where they needed to put a scope down into the drain and whatever. And they were doing it to like all the apartments, right? Okay. So we have two bathrooms. One is our master bathroom, which is in our bedroom. And then we have another bathroom, which we call the guest bathroom, which is in the hallway. But a lot of people deem it as like the main bathroom because it's a big, it's a little bit bigger of a bathroom. So they come, I rearrange Gabbana, like I get her out of the way. You know, she's like, Mom, why do you have me locked up? Because you let me roam around free. What is happening here? So, you know, I get all of that going. They remove the toilet and literally everything seems good to go. Like, it was such a, like, I should have known better when it was such a quick process, like easy peasy lemon squeezy. No, ma'am. Because when is my life easy peasy lemon squeezy? Never. Never, hunty, never. Okay, so then, you know, they did their thing. They put the toilet back. Everything was good to go. I put Gabbana back in her area because our bathroom has like where the toilet and the shower is together. And then you can close the door. And then it has like an open space where like just the sink is. And, you know, that's like one of my favorite areas because you can literally close the door off to the toilet and the shower and still have a nice area to like do your hair, makeup, whatever you want to do because of where the, you know, the sink and the counter space and stuff like that. So I literally close that door and I let Gabbana walk around in there. She has like a little bed, her little toys, all that stuff. Okay, I know she's a turtle, okay, but she's a tortoise. She still be living like a little princess, okay? Don't be judging me how I take care of my baby because she's a cutie patootie, okay? So I put her back in there. Everything seems to be fine. And then I go to bed. I wake up Wednesday morning and there's water in my master bedroom. Like when I step out of the, like when you either go to walk into the bathroom, like that carpet area right there before you step your foot into the bathroom was wet. But in my mind, I was like, okay, babe took a shower before he left for work. Maybe he like spilled some water there or like, you know, he got out super wet looking for his towel because we had to like rearrange some stuff. So I let it go, but I noticed that the water didn't dry. Like normally if the floor is wet there, like it'll dry, but it didn't dry. And I was like, it was pissing me off because I was walking through the house doing stuff. And you know how when you step on something wet, it just irks your soul, like especially on your with your bare feet, child. I was just like, no, ma'am, what is this? So then I was like, okay, this ain't it. So Hubs gets home from work. I call him or I ask him, you know, what happened? You know, did you spill water? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, I don't know what's going on. But then at that time, I went into the hallway and I stepped in a puddle of water in the hallway. And I'm like, oh, hell no. You know, like, what in the hell is going on? This is just too freaky, right? So I automatically put in my maintenance request and all of this stuff. And when I tell you guys, I cannot wait to get out of this apartment. Like, I cannot wait to move. And the sucky thing is that the way life is mathing up, the math ain't mathing. So we not moving no time soon, because literally it is so expensive out here to find an apartment in Florida. We're literally starting to think we need to move. We need to move out of state because it is so expensive. We tried to buy a house. Buying the house options are just like slim picking these days. Like it's just a lot, and it was very, very stressful. And I was like, I'm a big girl. Yes, I am. But buying a house is for even bigger girls with bigger panties, because my panties ain't that big right now. Okay. It's just, and my bank account is not stacked long. Okay. it's a lot going on out here. So let me tell you, I put in a maintenance request. It is like teeth. It's like pulling teeth, you guys, pulling teeth to get these people to move their butts. So they finally come, right? And the guy is like, oh, I thought it was your air conditioner. And I said, I called. And when I called, I specifically told them that it is not my AC. It's not my AC. This happened literally right after you guys removed the toilet. Something is up, right? You guys, it took almost 3.5 weeks for them to finish and figure out everything that was going on. You guys saw that little story that I put up where they were like drilling. They had to bring a jackhammer in here. They had to jackhammer like the concrete out. They had to bust through a wall. They had to remove the toilet again. Honey, it was a mess up in here, okay? Gabbana's low to the ground because she's a tortoise, so she was not feeling none of what was going on, okay? Number one. Number two, I had to lock her up in her sandbox a lot, and so she was not feeling that either, because she was like, mom, you only put me in here when I'm on punishment, so why am I in here all day every day? What is happening? What did I do? It was a hot mess. When I tell you that I was super frustrated with that situation, and before that situation could fully end, we were moving into Hurricane Ian. Let me tell you, like, I don't know what was going on. I must have just hit the wrong side of the universe. I was starting to feel like, damn, did I jump back into a wormhole? Like, what the hell is going on? Hurricane Ian was going on. You know, like, I was like, okay, should we evacuate? A lot of people were originally, like, you know, Hubs, he works for a certain company, and there's a lot of college students there, and the college students were all evacuating, going, you know, towards Miami, Fort Lauderdale, because we really thought that it was coming our way, so we're gonna all get out of the way, right? So Hubs was like, well, do you want to go home? And I was like, no, you know, because I feel like if we go home, if something happens, we're going to be stuck there and we can't find out what's going on with our place. So it's better to just either stay in place, or we're going to just go completely out of state. So we were like, you know what? We're just going to stay in place. We've stayed in place for most of the hurricanes. We haven't moved, you know, and it's been pretty good. We usually can weather the storm or whatever. So, you know, the day before the storm has come, we went to the store. First of all, we couldn't find any water because these people had bought all the water. It was no toilet paper, child, on the show. It was a whole lot of nothing. So thank God we already had like a backup case of water at home. We already had flashlights and stuff like that. Hubs is obsessed with flashlights and pocket knives and hunting knives, child. Don't ask me. But anyway, he's obsessed with those things. So we have plenty of those things around. We have plenty of flashlights, water, batteries, all of those things we had around. And so I was just like, okay, fine. We have a case of water. We had extra water in the fridge. And I had already gotten Gabbana her food and all that stuff. So we were pretty good. We just were kind of worried because we had just recently bought groceries. So we're kind of worried about, like, if the power went out, we were going to, like, have to throw everything away. So that was a little bit nerve-wracking. But, you know, I digress. We didn't lose power, thank God. We did not have it as bad as other people. My heart goes out to everybody who just was just like flooding. And a lot of you guys just seem surprised how the water was out here. First of all, Florida is literally lowland. Thank God my mom didn't have much damage to her house. Much, you know, it was pretty bad. Her reception was very spotty. So trying to call her, check on her and my grandma, it was a lot going on. But honey, it has been a hot mess these past couple of weeks. Thank God renovations seem to be pretty much done. There's still a hole like in my closet because they like literally punched a hole out in the closet because they were trying to see, like, it was like my little, what do you call it? My linen closet. They punched a hole out in the bottom because they were trying to see like where the water was coming from, because there was water down there as well. It has been crazy. Carpet cleaning, new floor vinyl. Like, it has just really been crazy. And I was not expecting all these things to happen. And just, you know, and it's just really frustrating. And one of the things that can be super freaking frustrating is just the change of season. I don't like change, and I didn't realize that maybe I have a little bit of seasonal depression. It's so weird because fall is like where I feel like I thrive the most, but it also is one of those moments, and I think it could be that like it's not really that summer has ended, because for us, I live in Florida. It might as well be summer all year round, honey. Okay. We get a few little breezes of cold air and it's gone. Okay. That is it. But I do live in fall. You guys know I'm a fall baby. Hello, Queentober, honey. Okay. First of all, can y'all believe that in less than a week, I will be 37? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I feel like I just turned 30, but then also I feel like I just turned 21. Like I vividly remember my 21st birthday, and yeah, where has the time gone, honey? But yeah, I am living for my birthday. I'm really excited. But like I was saying, I feel like when the season change, my mood kind of changes, my vibe kind of changes. And while I'm loving spooky season and I'm loving all the fall things, I'm also just mentally struggling. And I think a lot of it is like mentally, October is such a weird month for me. It has been that way ever since my grandfather passed away 2 weeks to my 23rd birthday. And from then on, October has just been one of those months where I feel like I'm on a very extreme high, but also on a very extreme low, because my grandfather was like my dad. Okay. And so for him to be gone and just like not able to share accomplishments with him or call him or know I'm going to hear his voice on my birthday, because that was just something he did. He was going to call me on my birthday. We talked, and I truly had just a special bond with my grandpa, and I miss him every day, you guys. But for some reason, it just seems like, I think it's the timing of everything, the seasons changing, that I just kind of get in my head about everything, and I'm just trying to figure out how to move forward. And I know that fall, you know, with seasons changing, it's almost like a new beginning, and you kind of like starting over every quarter. And, you know, it's just really weird for me. And I have really been struggling with that. And so, you know, I wanted to reach out and talk to people who are struggling with like seasonal depression or just feeling like burnt out or frustrated. You know, like today's main topic really is about that. And how I've been struggling and how I have kind of figured out some of the things that can help, that has helped me, but could also help you guys. And how I'm just, you know, how I'm combating the hard season of life by just kind of pushing forward. I always want to be moving forward. I want to continue the growth and change that I have seen in myself and in my life. I am by no means am I perfect. You know what I mean? I still make mistakes. I am human. But one of the things that I have really strived for and really talked about, you know, throughout the year is my journey of authenticity and how, you know, I really thought like, okay, a light switch is going to flip on and I'm just going to be authentic, but that's not what happened. It took me on this journey that every day I'm still finding myself, every day I'm still challenging myself to be better than I was than the day before, the week before, the month before. I truly want to grow and be the best version of myself that I can be. And sometimes when we're feeling this change of seasons and feeling that seasonal depression and just feeling sad and don't really know why, you know, because I realized a couple weeks ago that medication does fool with your hormones. Even though it's not a hormonal medication, I have realized that being a diabetic and the different medications I take, and the different medications that I take, they do sometimes affect my hormones and my mood and my mental state. And I have learned very much so over the last couple of years that sometimes I have to take care of my mental health, and that it's okay to step back. It is okay to not focus on, you know, work or whatever I need to do. It is okay to focus on myself. And one of the things that I think, especially growing up in a Black household or just growing up as I told a baby the other day, like I said, I would fall under the category of a Christian, but I don't like saying the word Christian these days, because honestly, it's almost like Christian just puts a bad taste in your mouth, because you feel like it's one of those people that are, of course, the typical Christian who are racist, biased, pushing their own agenda and not really out here spreading love and showing God's word. And as a girly who loves herself some Jesus, as a girly who knows that a lot of life situations, even some of the things I'm going through now, that God has never left me, he has never forsaken me, and that even in the hard times, in the moments that I don't feel like I'm worthy, God is always there. God is always open arms saying, you've got this. You are worthy. You are enough. And those why those affirmations just hit a little bit different. For me, I have just kind of felt like lately that I have been focusing on the wrong way to push forward, just thinking, oh, I need to work. I need to just focus my mind on these. I need to do this. And as a person who struggles with perfectionism, I had to let the idea go of things being perfect. Things are never going to be perfect. For example, earlier this week, you guys know that I am doing 12 days of Queentober. Have you joined in on that? It just was a way for me to, you know, basically vlog and give you guys some behind the scenes type of stuff through my stories, and also just making sure that I'm posting some type of content every day, whether it's a planner spread, a reel, just something fun every day leading up to my birthday, because I really wanted to get back in touch with my community, because I had lost that as well. I was posting and ghosting a lot. I wasn't chatting with you babes like I used to. And a lot of things had happened over this year that made me just kind of step back and shy away from social media, because some people are not nice out here. Some people are literally wolves in sheep's clothing. They're pretending to be your friend. They're pretending to hype you up. They're pretending to be a girlhood, sisterhood, and all of that. And meanwhile, they're just breeding hate and mean girl mentality. And that is not what I'm about. And so, you know, it made me really step back. And so that's why I've been really pushing, you know, the Queentober and just really having fun with that. And even in that, things did not go the way I thought they would be planned. Things were, I had ordered some stuff that I wanted to share. The stuff was like late. I had to redo some things, like to redo some content, move things around. Some things did not work out. And I had to let go of the idea of like things are going to be perfect. I'm human. Things are not going to be perfect, but what I can do is change my mindset on how I look at what's happening around me and just work on pushing forward. And that has truly helped me. So I kind of want to give you guys just a couple of little tips that can really help you guys maybe zone in on pushing forward. One, when you're in that season, that hard season of just like feeling unmotivated, you're feeling unworthy, you're just not into whatever is going on. The main thing that you guys need to do is rest. Rest, relax. Do not focus on what you need to get done, what you haven't got done, what people are going to think, any of those things. Rest, because you need to rest. There's no way to be the best version of you if you do not rest and take care of yourself. And in that resting, you're going to also take time to focus on yourself, whether you focus deep breathing exercises, whether you write in your journal, whether you do yoga, whatever it is, take that moment to just kind of zone in, focus on you, focus on your feelings, and you are allowed to feel whatever you're feeling. Your feelings are valid. So don't let anyone tell you that your feelings are valid, because they absolutely are. So take that time to rest, refocus, reshift your mind. And just say, you know what, this is the time that I'm going to work on me. This is the time that I'm going to take care of me. And it can be hard, because some of us, our brains are trained to go. I have talked about this with a friend. I feel like sometimes when I'm creating content, I can get up and I can film 4 or 5 videos in a day. I can edit. I can even post things and put up, and I've done a lot of things for work, right? And at the end of the day, I'm still sad at myself. Like, you didn't do enough. You didn't produce enough content. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. And meanwhile, I have worked my ass off all day. So, our perception, we're like the hardest on ourselves. We're the hardest critics of ourselves, because we want to be great at whatever we do. And I found for myself that I want to be successful. I want to be the best that I can be at everything that I do. And so sometimes I have to tell myself, you have done enough. If I got up and I just checked one email, I have done enough. So remind yourself in that moment of resting that you have done enough, you are doing enough, you are capable of these things. But in this moment, you need to rest and you need to take care of you. The second thing that I really will talk about is love on yourself daily. And that comes in with like daily affirmations. Like I said, you are enough, you're strong enough, you got this, you're wildly capable of all things. really speak life into yourself, really change how you talk about to yourself and how you talk about yourself. And I have noticed that that has helped shift in my mindset. Also speak positive things over the things that you're working on, or the things that you want to create, or the things that you want to do, but continue to work on pouring love into yourself and talking kindly to yourself and being kind to yourself. I know it's not always easy, but I have found for me, that is the biggest step that I need in order to push myself forward, is learning how to talk to myself kindly and telling myself that I have done enough and that I am good enough. You know, I have a lot of fear about the things that I want to do and the things that I have went for and done. And I know for a fact that a couple years ago, I wouldn't have taken the risk to reach out and be like, okay, I want to be working with Hot Topic. I want to be working with Tori. I want to do fashion posts. I really thought that I was not capable of doing those things. And I saw all the other girlies putting together outfits and, you know, yeah, I did, you know, beauty stuff on my beauty channel, and I did, you know, get ready with me type of videos, but I never really was putting myself out the way that I am. I was never really loving my body the way that I am. And it's honestly because I was learning how to relax and reset my mind and take that time to pour into myself. Sometimes we are looking for, and you know, that's why I talk a lot about friendships and people around you, like pouring into you the way that you pour into them. But sometimes you have to take a step back, even away from friends and people and family members and all of those things, and pour into yourself. You pouring into yourself, you loving yourself, truly stepping out and saying, I love every bit of me, that I'm allowed to exist in the body that I'm in, that I am happy with myself, that I am seeing myself, I am pushing myself forward, I am pushing myself towards my goals. That is one of the things that can really help zone in how you feel about you. And I always tell people that, people ask me all the time, you know, like, how are you so confident? And honestly, my confidence came from, my mom did pour into me, but in those adult years, I really, really struggled. And I had to learn how to pour into myself. You can't wait for other people to pour into you and want to have the best for you. You want to have the best for yourself, and you want to pour into yourself. I think when you start to do those things, you kind of see things differently, and nobody can shake you up anymore, because you know how to believe in yourself. You know how to pour into yourself. You know how to love all of you unapologetically. So that is something that is super important. And number three, I talked about this earlier, is letting go the notion that things have to be perfect. And like I said, we talked about how things should be perfect, but if you are really trying to combat that seasonal depression, allow yourself to feel the feels. Allow yourself to feel however you feel about whatever is going on. Again, because your feelings are valid, and you don't have to say, oh, I have to be perfect, or I have to be strong, or I have to be this. No, let go of the idea and the notion that things have to go perfectly, things have to go smoothly, because let me tell you, you want to make God laugh, make some plans of your own. Make some plans of your own, okay? Because life is always changing, things are always changing, and as a person who struggles with change, and I thought I had gotten better at this, but I realized I really hate change. Anything that disrupts my day or my time, when I have things set in a certain way, I am not about it, honey. You will have me pissed off, all the way pissed off, because I am not in the mood, okay? I do not like change. I don't like when things disrupt my schedule. I don't like things when things change my schedule. Like, it's really bad for me. But I had to realize that in order to grow, you're going to have to start accepting that change. You can't be comfortable and also want to grow. And so that is something that I had to really work on, because the most growth you get is when you're uncomfortable. And honey, I have been uncomfortable a lot lately, and I have really been tested. And one of the things is that I had to go to the front office and have a chat with my landlord, honey. And baby, The old me would have lit her ass up. I'm just being honest, y'all. I would have lit her ass up. Y'all would have been so proud of me. I went up there and I had a nice conversation with her. I was chill. And honey, I did not give her the heave-ho, because baby, she was about to get it, honey. I was so upset at how things were going. But I am very proud of myself and the growth that I've been making and the changes that I've been making. And realizing that, you know, everything may not be perfect. Everything may not be going to according to plan, but sometimes those moments when things are not going according to plan, those are the moments to test you. Those are the moments to show your growth. And I have been very proud of myself lately because, honey, I have been tested. But I just wanted to remind you guys, you know, today that things are may not always be perfect, and that it is okay to feel the feels. If you're going through that seasonal change, take that time for you. Take that time to relax. Take that time to journal. Take that time to give yourself, you know, pour love into you. And just take that time to say, okay, it may not be going, you know, how I want it to go. Okay. It may not be going how I want it to go, but for now, I'm going to allow myself the space to breathe. I'm going to allow myself the space to cry if I need to. I'm going to allow myself the space to feel whatever I need to feel, and that it's going to be okay. You're going to make it on the other side of that. And I know sometimes when we're going through our depressive states and our mental health is just in shambles, honey, it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But I just want here to remind you that you're not alone, that just keep pushing forward. You're doing a good job. Okay, I'm out here supporting. Bitch, you doing a good job. Bitch, you doing a good job. Okay, I am out here cheering you on out here. You are doing a good job. You're doing a great job. And if you need to use the spoon theory, if you just got one spoon, you may have 7 spoons for the day, but you were only able to use 1 spoon, and that was to get out of bed, then do the spoon method. Whatever you need to do to take care of you, I know that seasonal depression can come. I know that sometimes just a hard season in life can hit you and things just don't go the way that they are planned. I know a lot of people, we weren't like really expecting this hurricane, honey, because I just felt like Ian just came out of nowhere and took a turn, okay? But I do want to say that keep positive, keep praying, keep pushing forward, and that I'm here supporting you guys. And just to remind you that I have an open door as well for you guys. If you want to come and talk to me, I am always going to be a safe space. I want to extend that to anyone. I'm always having an open door policy where we can talk about anything. I really feel like a lot of times people need friends, and they need friendships and bonds in a way that they never really thought that they needed. So yeah, you guys, that has been my episode for this week. Life has been crazy. The seasonal depression, the seasons changing, has just really flipped out my mood. And I have been kind of up and down, but I am starting to, I feel like every year is the same way. When it gets closer to my birthday, I'm starting to round that corner where I'm like, okay, the seasons have changed. It's fall. Okay, let me live my life. Let me live in my fall element. But there are some moments that where I'm just really, really struggling and just trying to figure out how to move forward, how to push forward. And what I do is just take a moment for myself. And so I'm just urging everybody to take those moments for yourself, to realize that it's okay to feel the way you feel. I think some of us just, you know, especially some of us who feel like we create content and we're working and all these different things, that we don't have the time to feel anything. You know, we're taking care, a lot of people are taking care of their husbands, their kids, their families. But yeah, take time for you. It is very, very important to take time for you. It's very important to take time to just check in on your mental health, and just to remind yourself that, you know, seasons change, things change, but there is always light at the end of the tunnel. So that is what I wanted to come in here and talk about today. You know, with the seasonal the seasonal depression, the season changes, honey, it has been a lot going on, especially in life. And also, I really just wanted to ask you guys to do something for me today. My friend Estella, I'm not gonna go into everything, but it is the minimal sophisticate. I wanted to shout her out this week because I love her so much and she's such a sweet doll. But if you guys could go over and send her a kind word and just something really nice. She is one of the strongest people that I know, and she's dealing with a lot, and she has a lot of different things on her plate. But if you can guys just go and send her some encouraging words, I would greatly appreciate it. I think when people are in a time of need or in their low moments, and you can kind of fill in that moment of void and just kind of push them forward and support them and love on them, It helps, you know. And I wanted her to know that I see her, and I've seen the things that she's been posting. I see her, I hear her, and I'm standing with her, and I'm praying for her. And so, you know, it doesn't matter what you believe in. It doesn't matter what your faith is, any of those things, just send out an encouraging word, send her light and love, send her prayers, whatever it is. But, you know, just let her know you're thinking of her. She is very much a light in the community. And I really do enjoy her posts and her conversations and her invoking thoughts that she has. And so, yeah, make sure you guys go over. I talk about her all the time, but she's definitely just a beautiful babe, a beautiful soul. So make sure you guys go over and support her. Send her a little bit of love. Also, I wanted to have a little bit of an announcement for you guys. So we're going to have Diana from the Sugary Gal Shop coming to the podcast very, very soon. I'm so freaking excited. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that episode, because you guys, we are celebrating Queentober in a big way. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. And also, I am so freaking like excited. The conference is in less than a month, you guys. The Sugary Gal Shop conference is less than a month. I will be on stage in less than a month. I am like freaking out. Okay, I'm freaking out, but I'm so freaking excited, and I am just so blessed and just feel so honored to have this opportunity. You guys, I swear, if it wasn't for you babes showing up and listening to this podcast every week and just showing me love whenever I drop an episode, honestly, I don't think I would be in this position. But I'm so excited of that I took this leap of faith and that I decided to do this podcast. And you guys every week remind me whenever I get ready to record of why I do this. I go and I look at my numbers and I look at what episodes you're listening to. And I also love to go and check in my DMs and, you know, have open dialogue and conversation with you guys about the podcast and stuff like that. And you guys, I love it. I love talking to you babes every week about the episode dropping, and that a lot of you tell me that, oh my God, Queen, you've inspired me. And Queen, oh my God, I love this. And like, I was just talking about this, Queen, and you know, stuff like that. And I just love that we're able to have those conversations. And even if they're not so nice conversations, where like, it's really just a debatable subject and we just, you know, we want to talk about it and get our feelings out in the open, I'm appreciative of those conversations as well. I'm appreciative of the constructive criticism, everything that I have been through on this podcast leading up to me going to be sitting on stage at Sugary Gal Shop Conference. I am just literally just blown away, and I'm excited, and I'm so grateful for every moment and everything that has truly just aligned this moment. So I am so grateful. I'm super excited that we're going to be talking to Diana. If you guys are not following her, the Sugary Gal Shop, I will link it so you guys can follow her, but make sure you go follow her and support her. She is such a babe and such a doll. I really love her, and her stickers are freaking amazing. Okay. I know, because I'm out here hoarding some of her stuff. Okay. But yeah, I will talk to you babes in another episode. I hope you guys are having an amazing Friday. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. But remember that what? Sunday is self-care Sunday. So what does that mean? You are going to do something to take care of you. You're going to relax, reset, refocus, because you cannot do what? Y'all know. You cannot pour from an empty cup. So make sure you do something. Take that bubble bath, drink that glass of wine, honey. Do something for you, okay? And with that being said, I will see you guys in the next episode. But until then, yes, honey, stay fancy.